Capital Region Festival of Theater was created in 2024, otherwise known as last year, in order to showcase the level of enthusiasm and participation in theater throughout this region. Started by local theater participants, the Capital Region Festival of Theater unites, celebrates, and promotes the enormous depth of theatrical opportunities right here in the Capital Region. To tell us more, we welcome producing artistic director of Playhouse Stage Company, Owen Smith. Hello, Owen.
Hi, Joe. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. And we also welcome president of Capital Region Festival of Theater and co-founder of Harbinger Theater, Patrick White. Hello, Patrick.
Good morning. Hello.
It's really good to see you. Thank you very much for being with us. So how did this all come about?
Yeah, I've been dreaming about it for years, and finally, I don't know, during COVID walks or something, I said, we got to move. And I called all the artistic directors of the 100 theaters in the Capital Region and said, let's get together and talk about this. And 60 people showed up at Albany Civic Theater on January 25th, 2024, and we spent an hour and a half spitballing ideas. Everyone had a huge level of enthusiasm and participation, no one more so than the man sitting right to my right here, and it just took off.
So what was the idea? What did you want to do? What did you want it to achieve?
I've attended many festivals. Williamstown calls themselves a festival, and they happen during the summer. I go to Tennessee Williams Festival in Provincetown, but I wanted to show, even to our own community, how much there is, and broaden that to the general public, that you just don't realize that there are 15 shows this weekend. My partner and I attend 300 shows a year, and every week we see a new actor, we're in a new space, there's a new play. I wanted to say, the Capital Region, as much as healthcare and chip manufacturer and seat of government, should be known for its theater.
And for you, Owen, well, same.
Yeah, it's like Willy Loman, attention must be paid, right? And the reality is that we do have such a depth of theatrical resources. We make a huge impact as a community on the greater community. We offer lots of opportunities as a theatrical community for young people to stretch their legs artistically and to find out who they are and get comfortable in their own skin. There's just so much value that the theater community brings to the Capital Region. And I think by coming together and having a series of events that really allow us to sort of speak with one voice to say, here we are, we deserve attention, we deserve to be valued. It's a tough time for the arts right now. Certainly we all know what's going on at the federal level, but even out there, trying to raise money ever since the pandemic, it's gotten harder than ever. And so I think Patrick's enthusiasm was infectious, and very quickly we came together with this sense that we need to be telling our story and telling it loudly and more broadly than we ever have before.
How did you get everybody involved? I mean, I assume this isn't a tough sell.
No. Actually, we had a general interest meeting. Then we had another. We had a steering committee. What's the shape of this going to be like? And I pretty much had an idea of this region-wide, multi-venue event, and then one big day where everyone gets together. All the venues are my first choices. I went to them and said, you look right for senior day. Can you do this? Are you interested? And everybody enthusiastically said yes. And, the festival itself, when you look at the schedule, we have hundreds of performers and there's, dozens and dozens of groups involved. It's just massive.
That and events, right? I mean, and things that are also talking about theater.
Yeah, yeah, no. At UAlbany on our craft day at UAlbany 10 to 6, we have panel discussions. There is a panel on fighting censorship today with Ari Edelson, artistic director of the Orchard Project, Howard Sherman, world famous theater journalist, Joanna Palladino, who does a banned books, Justin Harrison from American Civil Liberties Union. There is a panel on diversity and inclusive casting led by Dr. Eunice Ferreira and Hedy Barnhill. There is a panel on young scholars I'm particularly excited about, and that's going to be hosted, moderated by Kevin McGuire, Hoosick Falls graduate,
sure.
And it's going to be with Annabelle Duffy, Gabriella Pizzolo, Hassan Lang, who is in Siena College, Keep the Boys, star of Heathers at Playhouse Stage, a young woman named Rachel Montilla, who tore it up as Hermes at Amsterdam High School. Yeah, it's, you know, just it's going to be what how is the Capital Region preparing you for a career in the arts, and what can we do to improve?
One to mention, the Fighting Censorship Today panel will be moderated by our own Sarah LaDuke, which is very cool.
Yes, it is. Sorry. Yes.
No, that's fine. Yeah. I'll just put in that plug as well. And as you go on, as far as what people can enjoy over the summer, how do you sort of figure that all out as to get the word out to the masses?
How are we promoting this?
Yes.
Well, we bought some bus ads. We are a proud underwriter of WAMC. WMHT. We bought half-page ads in the Times
Public
Union.
Radio and public transportation. Two great things.
I was sad that it's not on the bus stop in front of your house here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that's really nice about this event is there are so many independent groups that are involved in it, whether that's sending a performance, whether that's putting on a full-scale production during the festival, whether that's hosting, you know, one of the venues hosting the events. And we all have audiences. We all have audience lists. So it's also, you know, we have the mechanism of all of these various theater companies spreading the word to their audiences. And I think what's great about the lineup that's been put together is there's really something for everyone. There's something for young theater makers. There is something for folks who might be seniors who are interested in getting involved in theater. There's things for theater makers. There's things for audiences. It really is a pretty broad lineup of content that will be packed into these 4 days.
And nobody, this isn't a competition, right? I mean, nobody's in competition with each other. This is an artistic community that is trying to support itself together and to get everybody. We're all in this together.
No question. High tide rises all ships. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we want to create theater goers. It's the reason why for us at Playhouse Stage, it's the reason why we host field trip performances every year. We want to get them while they're young. I really admire something that Patrick has been saying all around the festival, is that the Capital Region should be and is a great place to love theater your whole life long. There is no competition. We want to make audience goers. We want to make folks that want to get out and see more theater than maybe they're already seeing.
We've had a couple of events so far. We had a cast party, which was a fundraising event hosted by Cohoes Music Hall. And we just put out a call and we had 20 performers, everything from the Q Theater doing Be More Chill to Taylor Hoffman doing a song, and people volunteer with scenes. And then we this past April 23rd, we had Shakespeare's birthday party at Albany Barn. We had 40 actors come in from Drama Kids International, did a Shakespeare scene, to, you know, people doing scenes and monologues. You put out a shingle and the Capital Region responds. There are just so many performers, and many of them I have never seen. Like, we're having a mixer, a craft mixer at the Q Theater. First time I was in the Q Theater was a year ago, and there are 10 singers on that bill I've never seen.
It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for so many people to see what is out there, what is available. You have a website. It's crftinc.org, and you can find out more information about all of the events and what is going on for the Capital Region Festival of Theater. My thanks to Owen Smith and Patrick White. I wish you all the luck in the world. Have a beautiful season, and congratulations on this great effort.
Thanks so much, Joe, and for everything WAMC does for theater.
Be well. Thank you very much. It's our honor. Again, you can find out more, crftinc.org.